time with, and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 3rd of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, the folks over there at Microsoft seem to be ready to go up ahead against Google and its Chrome OS. Yes, Microsoft had a big old event yesterday in New York City where they unveiled the new Windows 10 S. What's the S stand for? Well, apparently, according to Microsoft, streamlined. Basically, what it is, it's a new version that's optimized to run on lower-end hardware. Which you have to say, it's kind of weird because Windows 10, runs pretty good on older hardware still, doesn't it? Yeah. Here's the main difference, though, between Windows 10 S and just plain old Windows 10, it can only run apps that come from the Windows Store. Aha! Now it's sounding similar to Chrome, isn't it? Yeah. And for those of you saying, well, what about Windows Office apps? You can't find those on the store. Microsoft is promising those will be available soon. Now, should you try your luck and say, hey, I'm going to bypass that store and just go download one? It won't happen for you. You'll just be shown similar apps that are available in the Microsoft Marketplace. As for availability, well, look for Windows 10S sometime this summer on devices starting at around $189. Remember yesterday, we're talking about Twitter teaming up with Bloomberg, streaming the news. Well, looks like Bloomberg ain't their only partner. Looks like they got about 15 more besides them. Yes, a total of 16 streaming partners are going on over there to Twitter. Some of those partners include Live Nation, that will deliver like live concert performances. You've also got the NBA teaming up with them, PGA and MLB as well. Twitter went on to say last quarter they streamed over 800 hours of live premium content from leading brands across sports, esports, and news and entertainment, saying that these new deals is a testament to the success of our only on Twitter experience. That experience being high quality video with the only on Twitter conversation. Conversation or desperation? What do you say, Twitter? You looking at your computer monitor right in front of you right now thinking, it's a little small. I could do something bigger. LG's here to your rescue, and in 4K glory, too. How would you like to have 42.5 inches of screen real estate in front of you? Oh, man! Well, that's what LG unveiled yesterday with the Ultra HD monitor. And not only that, say you want to watch four things at once, you could do that with four inputs on this sucker. The new display has 3840 by 2160 pixels over 42.5 inches of space. Basically, that comes down to about four 21-inch 1080p screens. The display's also offers 60 hertz refresh rate too. And of course, when I said four inputs, that means four HDMI ports, one display port, and one USB-C port for video input. Yeah, I know, you're interested now. How much is it going to set you back? About $740. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. However, though, better get your plane ticket ready. You're going to have to go to Japan to get one. They go on sale May 19th. And finally, things are kind of going back to old school a little bit these days, aren't we? We're getting into vinyl records again. Hell, even cassette tapes are on their way back in. I don't know why either. That's why the folks over at Brainmock have developed the Elbow cassette player. What the hell is this thing? Well, basically, it's a cassette player that augments everything else of what you would see in a normal cassette player. The buttons you have to push, you know, the big old boombox speakers, yeah, that's all gone. This thing literally just sets on top of your cassette. Move it on over to the side you want to play the cassette on and let that sucker roll. Elbow uses a single pulley to drive the tape, and it tracks the tape with an optical sensor to keep a consistent playback speed. Its elbow arm, which as you probably guess that's where it gets its name from, can swing up to accept a tape and then switches sides to change playback direction. Now you know you're thinking, this thing's so small, what's your battery life gonna be like? Probably gonna suck. You might be better off just hunting down an old Walkman on eBay. You know, if you're still into cassettes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, including the returning of the Pocket Show. Also, check us out on Facebook. Give us a like over there, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Be a part of it with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely little hump day. And thank you very much for listening.